Tomorrow night, and it's a one-night-only encore performance. Finding Noah, the nationwide award-winning faith and family adventure film, does return to Michigan tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Celebration Grand Rapids North and IMAX 2121 Celebration Drive. My next guest, we've talked about this before, we need to talk about it again. You'll see him as a lead mountaineer in the film, hosting an exclusive Q&A after the show. That's what the tease is all about. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning, sorry.
Lead mountaineer, that means that you climbed a few mountains in your life.
I have. That's the expertise that I brought to the table. I was on a seven summits objective at one point, and I've got five of those down. But so I was able to bring some high altitude experience, and I also skied to the North Pole back in 2005. So I had some polar extreme weather conditioning. So I was hoping to keep a bunch of really smart gentlemen alive for the duration of our exploration. So
yes.
Apparently, we were successful with that. No one perished. Some of them tried their best, but it was one of those wonderful moments in life where you don't really realize how special it is until you gather some retrospect. So looking back on it now, having been 2 years removed from the filming, because they filmed in 2013, you just realize that you just really were blessed to meet such a special group of people, many of them experts in their field, just exceptional people. So I think that was really some of the joy that came from this, not just trying to make a major discovery, but also discovering some things within ourselves that probably wouldn't have happened if we hadn't been on this journey to find the Ark.
Great. Well, let's talk about the film again tomorrow night, this encore only, one night only performance, Finding Noah. What's it about? Remind us, Kevin.
Yeah, well, it's about exploration. It's about finding Noah. It's one of those ambiguous titles. People are like asking, what does that title mean? I thought you were looking for the Ark. Are you looking for a body? And I think what the film is trying to say is that we're all Noah. We're all this type of individual who's trying to find this sense of mystery that leads to marvel while the world seems to be drowning sometimes in madness. I mean, you don't have to look very far to see that the center seems to be collapsing in many ways. So I think for many of us, even though there was a very obvious journey towards discovery, there was this internal narrative that was also tracking at the same. But I think what people will find very fascinating about this film is that it gives a great context for Ark exploration. We're just one little dot on this very long timeline across several millennia that is trying to discover or trying to prove that indeed this, you know, boat actually existed, that it's not poetic or just metaphorical, that it's actual literal. And so I think they'll be fascinated with that. The producers of the film did a tremendous job putting together, I think, the proper historical context to help people understand that, wow, there's just a lot of individuals that have searched for this Ark. Certainly aerial aviation has really accelerated that process, especially with eyewitness accounts in the last 100 years or so. But even prior to that, in Antiquities with Josephus and other writers, they treated it almost as, just kind of passe. It was like, yeah, there's an Ark on top of this mountain, and people climb the mountain, and they take bits and pieces of it to ward off evil spirits, and it wasn't really a big deal. Accelerate to the modern era, and it becomes more problematic because you have a very unstable area. It's a geopolitically unstable region. It's actually a demilitarized zone, so you're in the middle of a conflict that stretches over a couple of decades between the PKK, which is a U.S. State Department recognizes that as a terrorist group, and then you have the Turkish government, which is a NATO ally of the U.S. So you've got a very real and exasperated tension that is in the middle of this region that we're trying to discover Noah's Ark. So there's a lot of intrigue. There's a lot of we were very fortunate in that the year that they filmed, 2013, there was a ceasefire in effect, not a peace treaty, but a ceasefire between the PKK group and the Turkish government. That's no longer intact. In fact, that area is so much at unrest right now that we couldn't go back if we wanted to. So we were very fortunate to be able to be there to film, basically just trying to, through a variety of scientific surveys, whether it was through remote sensory intel or through ground-penetrating radar surveys, we were trying to ascertain whether the anomalies that we were seeing under the ice was indeed Noah's Ark. And we'll let the viewer decide whether we found what we thought we found. But it was fascinating, that just the whole journey of trying to confirm whether indeed that anomalies or those anomalies that were appearing on these scientific surveys and witness accounts was indeed Noah's Ark.
You bet. Let's talk a little bit more about your role, Kevin. Where do we see you?
Well, I'm in and out of the film. I am not as prominent as some other individuals. I think the guys that got a ton of FaceTime on camera were those who were on the mountain for the first time. I had already been on the mountain for four summers previous, so this is actually my fifth and final year. So I think it was really good to look through their eyes of basically many of them lived in the South, so they're not used to snow and ice to begin with. And then you climb up to 17,000 feet, and you're trying to dig these holes 40 feet deep into this glacier ice, which is essentially like concrete with running chainsaws and pulley systems to get the ice out and ventilation so you don't, you know, exhaust yourself out with the fumes. It's fascinating, I think, for people to look through their eyes, to see their uncertainty, to see their fears, because for them it was like going to the moon. It literally just had that feel to it where they were totally out of their comfort zone. And you really have to ask yourself the question in the middle of all this is, why am I here? Why am I doing what we're doing? And so I think the film really delves into that. I mean, yes, we were looking for a boat, but I think many of us found a sense of brotherhood, a sense of a band of brothers, if you will. And so I think each person in the film had asked that question, why am I doing what I'm doing? What is driving me to put my life at risk to make this discovery? I mean, obviously, if the Ark is found, it changes everything, every ology from archaeology to zoology. It changes the whole academic landscape. And so we knew it was at stake, but I think the internal journey was just as fascinating. So I'm really, in many ways, behind the camera because I'm guiding people up and down the mountain. So the cameras aren't following me. They're following where the exploration is taking place. I do have a number of times that I'm on the film, so I'm very pleased with that. But doing my job correctly means that I'm somewhat invisible. So my job was to keep really smart guys alive. That's essentially what I did because I had all this altitude experience and extreme weather conditioning. And for many of them, this was their first exposure to a very foreign, an environment that was very foreign to their everyday life.
Yep. Kevin DeVries with us again. Witness the Journey. Finding Noah will be playing tomorrow night at 1-9 Only Encore Performance. Give me the details of when and where to head again, Kevin.
Yes, they can go to CelebrationCinema.com, and we encourage them to pre-purchase their tickets. It's at Celebration North, so it's at Beltline and Knapp on the north side of the city. It's also playing in Lansing as well at the Celebration Cinema there. It's just a one night only. We had 500 and some odd people that came out from West Michigan the last time the film came, which was October the 8th, but now it's coming back tomorrow night, Tuesday, December the 15th, and they can pre-purchase their tickets, or they can just show up. The film starts actually at 7. It'll go till about 8:30, and then after that, there's embedded in the film itself is a 20-25 minute panel discussion between some of our scientists and explorers that's actually in the film. And then after that, which will be around 9 o'clock, I'll do a Q&A, which is exclusive to the Grand Rapids showing. And I'm happy to answer any questions. The last time around, I had to cut it off at a half an hour. I mean, the questions just kept coming and coming and coming because the film was just, there's so much content in there. So to download it was, you could just tell people's minds were cranking. So I'm happy to stay as long as I can to answer questions. I do have a front row seat to Ark exploration for the last, basically for over a half a decade. So I can give real-time accounts of what it was like and answer questions to the best of my ability. So we encourage them to go there. They can also find out a ton of other information at findingnoah.com. There's also ticket information there as well. But I do encourage people to go to the website, maybe even read the biblical account, the narrative account, and just to kind of refresh your memory and then jump into a world that time has forgotten.
Great.
And let the lights dim and enjoy the show.
Kevin DeVries, thank you on behalf of what we find tomorrow night. Finding Noah, findingnoah.com, I trust, for more information. So thank you again for you, Kevin, and have fun.
Thank you, Shelley.